What you're looking at is something you've never seen before, but you've heard about.
It's not your usual brand of entertainment.
I wouldn't miss it for anything.
I wouldn't recommend it.
Honest, these records are the greatest.
I found this particular routine to be very effective.
At a temperature of approximately 185 to 195 degrees Fahrenheit.
Now the tape I'm going to show you
is of a dead person.
His name was
Satire.
Why don't you have a look at the tape first, and I'll check back with you in a few minutes.
All right. It's only the voice of madness.
We all go a little mad sometimes. Haven't you?
We have intentionally
smashed windows, knocked over garbage cans.
And my vice president has shot
Barney.
I love you, you love
the world powers would soon develop
the very worst of human nature.
Working together, we can
destroy most life on the earth.
Then assemble all the materials necessary to contain and effectively clean up
a bloodbath of insignificant people.
Now, I know you have a lot of other tape excerpts which indicate some more subliminal messages and some satanic messages. We'll be dealing with that momentarily, but I wonder if you would
stay on your hands and knees.
A huge bear loomed up before him.
He has to be a good sport about it.
What do you think, Wish Bear?
It's okay to be scared, but you have to remember not to
commit suicide.
Slow down now, you fuzzy bear. I didn't forget a thing.
I thought of a little experiment we can carry out.
Cut off his head.
Now, shrunken heads for all occasions.
Even if they could get along without them.
And we figured there was only one way we could get one.
I shall kill
Leonard Nimoy.
And then cut off his head.
No, that's a good idea.
And don't you forget it.
In fact, Sally may never be able to forget it.
Sally is hungry and wants to cook up a snack. What is missing from this picture?
Your bathroom never really looks clean without Tidy Bowl.
And blood.
Use absorbent pillows as much as possible.
But they didn't realize that I had training. I'd already worked on
tender cuts of meat.
I suggest that everyone
rub meat on your
stupid face.
Don't worry, Jim. Raw meat is good for the skin.
It is.
Why, I rub myself with a pork loin every morning.
Drain the meat just like so.
Every 3 minutes.
Rub meat on your pants.
I will.
You look beautiful. Thank you.
You fucking look like a slut.
You.
And your old friend Susie and Ted are here too.
Fucking assholes.
Ted was listening to Scottish dance music on his hi-fi.
No one thought that was a fair thing to do.
We could kill him and then cut off his head.
People loved the idea, and huge crowds were attracted to
watch him move his control levers and make
a thick, colorless liquid called semen
by masturbating
with his bare hands.
Were his hands clean?
No, they weren't.
Remove them.
And they want a great big, huge knife.
There, that's better.
I don't have any hands.
And that's not what you want.
What do you want?
The hands of satanic cults.
That's what you want.
And he knew what else he wanted.
Torture and rape.
And sugar.
And her poodle.
And other assorted things. Anything that happens to be around.
Including fluoride toothpaste.
Under the arms, in the pubic region, and elsewhere on the body.
Nobody could argue with that.
I learned that one the hard way.
But those are the lessons that you never forget.
Your turn, Tina.
It's Fred's turn next.
And now it's his turn.
And now it's our turn.
Just then, an elderly rabbit appeared.
When you hear the lively little rabbit bounce like this.
He died of a crushed chest.
They totally deserve it.
I deserve the death penalty.
Instead, he made him the highest ruler in the land.
And ruled the ding-a-ling world.
Until one day, an evil woman arrived.
Hi, I'm Heather Locklear.
A bald-headed woman.
With open contempt.
What about Naomi?
She's an idiot.
And what about Brenda?
She's not dead.
I'll handle that job myself.
What about a woman showing up naked in a public place?
Have you ever heard her break wind?
Please, she sounds like a deodorant.
Excuse me.
But that's no excuse.
Any idea what is?
My produce truck's broken down.
I don't give a shit!
You big fish have no feelings.
Sometimes you feel like screaming.
And I think you're a fool, too.
I sure am.
I am a menace.
I am insane.
I am the raccoon.
I am a woman who loves
skeletons.
Yeah, I just want to tell you, we dug your mother up and fucked her. A skeleton.
Kind of felt good, didn't it?
Not only will you feel good, but you will be able to give the best performance as well.
When that's been done, you're ready to proceed.
Can we start eating?
Oh, what the hell? I guess so.
What are you going to fix for dinner?
Four adorable puppies.
The fruit snack bursting with juicy fruit punch in the middle.
Fucking dog-eating bastard.
It's time to go.
Where?
Where we all go sooner or later.
Oh.
There you have it.
That was cool.